All right.
Hello.
Listen, no think kidding. About this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hope you had a great weekend. Welcome back. It's going to be a great week. I know this because I ran into Marcy, the chick who works down the hall.
How's she doing?
She's great. You know, it's funny. We walk in, we see each other in the bathroom, and we both go, "Happy Monday." And we both look at each other and shake our heads like, come on, man. It's Monday the whole time. And I like my job. I mean, imagine you going into work on a Monday and you're just like, I hate this place. Oh, my God. So if that's you, I'm really sorry. And I'm glad that, you know, you can come here and hopefully get a little smile or something. Let's talk about Cirque du Soleil. Experience Cirque du Soleil like never before with the extraordinary show Echo, Echo. But I did that. That's not in the script. Echo, echo, echo. Oh, thank you.
Wow. Yeah. You're improvising.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
Now playing through May 11th.
On a Monday, no less. And we had drama already. And you're still up for some improvising. Echo, echo. Amazing.
Yeah, I'm not giving up. Just because I tanked the show first thing this morning. I am not giving up.
Don't do it.
There's a whole day to salvage here.
It's going to be one.
Hey, this Echo. It's a Cirque du Soleil show and is playing through May 11th. Get your tickets now at CirqueDuSoleil.com. I'm not going to spell that out for you.
.com.
Just go on, Google it. You'll figure it out. You're so smart. CirqueDuSoleil.com.
Google it.
Echo. Last year, Jay Leno fell down a hill, hit his head on a rock, and suffered a broken wrist and severe bruising to his face and body. His eye even swelled shut.
He got wrecked.
And he stood up, brushed himself off, and walked into the club he was going to play at that night and did his set. He was a mess. But in a way, it's typical. I went to look at every injury this guy's had, like these documented things. Like, he's had some stuff. And I'm like, let's see what's happened to this guy. Because it seems like every 2 months, there's some big story about this guy. And so it's time for our first game. It's called, Did That Happen to Jay Leno or Not? Thank you. Okay. Vinny, Maddie, and Bob going at it.
All right.
And the first points today. Did that happen to Jay Leno? Jay Leno threw out his back trying to get into a smart car as a joke.
Yep.
I think so.
I'll say no.
No is the correct answer.
Woo-hoo.
That is a fake one. Jay Leno got seriously burned working on a vintage car when it burst into flames in his garage.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is true. That was kind of a gimme. That's one you can't forget. Like, no. The guy lit himself on fire and then was like out and about, just like, oh yeah, I got burned. Oh yeah, yeah, I got burned. Got a little burned, you know, a little crispy. Jay Leno once sprained his wrist trying to hang crank an antique car engine. Let me say that again.
What?
Jay Leno once sprained his wrist by trying to hand crank an antique car engine.
True.
That sounds true to me.
I'll go false.
It's true. Sorry, Bob. It's 3 points for Maddie, 2 points for Vinny, 1 point for Bob so far. Please correct me if I'm wrong.
I will.
I know. It's one of the things I like about you. Jay Leno sliced his finger open while shaving with a vintage straight razor on his YouTube show.
No.
I'm going to say no on that.
I'll say yes.
It's a no, Bob. Uh-oh. Jay Leno suffered a concussion after slipping on a freshly waxed garage floor.
Yep.
Affirmative.
I'll say no.
No is the correct answer. But that could happen at any moment. Stand by for that. Jay Leno once burned his arm on a steam-powered car during a live demo.
I'll say yeah.
For sure.
Nope.
That's a yes.
Oh.
Had more than one burn. Let's see here. Jay Leno. This guy, he's a big car fan and he gets hurt all the time. In case you're just joining us, you don't know who Jay Leno is. I don't know. You know who Jay Leno is, right?
Of course.
Okay, thank God, Bob. Oh. Jay Leno dislocated his shoulder lifting a motorcycle engine by himself. Jay Leno dislocated his shoulder lifting a motorcycle engine by himself.
I'm going to say no on that one.
I don't think so.
True.
It's true. Okay, we are now at 5 for Maddie, 4 for Vinny, 3 for Bob. Jay Leno suffered a broken toe after dropping a classic car tire on his foot. Jay Leno suffered a broken toe after dropping a classic car tire on his foot.
What a klutz. I'll say yes.
I'll say no.
No.
Yes, that one is true. Bob, tied with Vinny for second place, 1 point behind Maddie. 5 for Maddie, 4 for Bob and Vinny. Wow, that's a comeback. Jay Leno accidentally shocked himself rewiring a 60s electric concept car. Jay Leno accidentally shocked himself rewiring a 60s electric concept car.
No.
Yeah, I don't think they had those in the 60s. No.
I'll say no.
It's a yes. That was a yes.
Dang
it. He actually did it. Jay Leno accidentally glued his eyelid shut while repairing a broken headlight with industrial adhesive.
Oh, that's a good one. No.
No, I hope not.
No is the correct answer. Good job. And finally.
Oh.
And this is, Maddie could win it here. So we should make Maddie go first. Jay Leno broke several ribs in a motorcycle crash while recovering from his burn injuries.
I'll say true on that.
I think so.
No.
It's true. By a score of 6 for Maddie, 5 for Bob, and 4 for Vinny, Maddie is on the show.
Maddie, he's on the show. Yes, Maddie. He's on the show. Yes, Maddie.
Kisses. Kissy. Kissy face. Kissy face. Under your phone butt. Still not sick of that song. I love that song so much. Anyway, Jay Leno hurts himself all the time. It's very typical for him. He says, I had a show to do. I mean, you have an audience waiting there. What are you going to say? Oh, excuse me. Oh, I banged my head. Yes, I would say you could
say. There are times when it's better you don't stand in front of people. That's one of those things where you watch a guy and your eyes start to water because you can see he's twitching and bleeding. Mm. And you're like, what is this?
Go take care of that.
Come on, man.
This is not a show I want to see. He says, so then somebody goes, how did you get through this? This is when, I think he was like trying to take a shortcut by going down a hill.
Yeah.
And he wound up tumbling down it and just blacked his eye and just was all cut up and
you're
dirty.
Swelling. We're watching you swole.
Right. I've got a time lapse on this thing. Took about a minute. So as for how we got through the show, Leno said, I see it all the time. I see guys coughing, and then they go on stage, and for an hour, they don't cough. Something happens. Something just changes. For me, it's always the same thing, too. If I'm in any sort of pain, just doing the show, it goes away. Mm. There is something to be said for when you've got to rally, you can do it.
Mm.
It's very accident prone. He says, people get banged up in real jobs all the time. That is
yeah,
true.
Yeah, then they call in sick.
Yep, exactly. They don't go. Like, oh, I've hurt myself.
The lady that works the register at Vaughn's, sorry, maybe a better reference is Knob Hill, is like, yeah, I'm hurt. I'm not coming in.
Yeah, I'm not going to be standing there ringing up people's stuff while my...
while I'm bleeding right, from the face.
Exactly. Wherever, right, I got a giant... I just got punched in the face. I'm not doing that. I have something to think about here. I'll see you tomorrow. I'll put some makeup on it. Ryan Reynolds is blatantly ignoring questions about why Travis Kelce unfollowed him on Instagram. I don't know what other choice he has. Like, I don't know why this is a headline. It's interesting to me. I do feel like the whole breakup of the Kelce, Swift, and Reynolds Lively. I am actually interested in who's following whom and for when did they leave and that kind of thing. But I don't understand why people are surprised that Ryan Reynolds isn't answering questions about why do you think Travis Kelce unfollowed you on Instagram? Like, what do you think he's going to say? So, but he blatantly ignored these guys. He didn't give them the lowdown on what the hell's going on behind the scenes. That's honestly, that's the whole story here.
If he didn't have a pending... Like, what I think about that situation for him in particular is popularity is fleeting. It can come up. It's not a thing that it's not tangible.
Can't buy it.
And he had it in his hand and flirted with it. He was winning all the time. Every time you turn around,
so long.
Ryan Reynolds was winning the popularity game. And this new lawsuit is an example of it's on its way out, bro. And you really should have thought twice, because this is not a game that you should have been playing. Mm. You had Hollywood eating out of your hand. He was able to go, I'm going to make this movie because I know Hugh Jackman and I want it to happen. And through a few, like, I don't know, social media posts, they guilted Marvel into making the movie. Like, it wasn't.
Right. There was no story.
No one came to them and said, will you guys please do this? They said, we want to do this. And because they had that popularity, they were able to make that happen. And that's also why he was able to add a scene about Justin Baldoni, nice pool.
Yeah.
Because he had all the power. And now it's all I can say is you can even be in seventh grade and be popular, and you start to get that feeling like, I don't want to screw this up. I got to be more careful about the dumb crap I do. Mm. It's really like that. It's as much as a popularity contest as in school as it is in Hollywood. And he is losing now.
He is losing now. Mm-hmm. I feel like there's part of me that as a person who has to come in here and find things to yap about every day, like that Justin Baldoni, Blake Lively thing has been gold. I do feel like, I'm very sorry to say.
Frankly speaking.
Frank, yeah, if I could just be honest for a minute here.
It's good for me.
Thank you and keep it coming. But I do feel like this is just, I don't know who is, it's quite possible that Blake Lively is 100% telling the truth and that guy's a jerk and a tool and everyone should hate the other guy and Taylor Swift should be her dragon and whatever she wants. I don't know if that's true or not. And I personally, like in my heart of hearts, I read everything on this and go, I think she's a bad person. So that ugly part of me is like, these guys deserve this. Like, they are trying to F this guy over. And in effect, have. Just the fact that we're like pondering whether or not that guy did anything. Like, it's splattered on him. But I'm kind of glad that Taylor and Kelsey are like, we're backing away from this.
The only upside for Baldoni is, at least now I know who he is, because I did not.
Right.
Before this.
And that movie's good. I watched it because of this controversy. And I went, I forgot all about that thing where these guys have real chemistry. This is a lovely movie. It's a good movie. Apparently, there's a few books in that series, and I don't know if they're going to be able to make any more of those, but that was her whole thing when she was trying to get the wrestle the rights away from
her. That was part of the drama. She wanted to produce the other ones.
Yeah. Why can't people just work together?
Well, you know, if he's who she says he is, maybe there was a different way to handle it. And I'm not saying take that. I'm just saying, I don't know. But this has become such an ugly, the blowback's on everybody.
It's very ugly.
I don't know what the right thing to do is. But in this case, again, where you're in a popularity contest, that's what acting is, these jobs they get. And that's one of the reasons they're like, we really want to hire the person with 4 million followers on Instagram. There's something to that.
Yeah.
They might not be a great actor or actress, but we really need that free advertising.
Right. Selena Gomez with her 300 million, or however many she's got on Instagram.
Popularity.
Right.
It's a thing.
Because if they're talking about it, they're getting eyes on it. That's like the best form of advertising now, because we are all looking at that. Or we're not, or we're doing post and ghost.
Is that your next story?
No.
What?
I'm actually, rest in peace, Ruth Buzzy. Children, Ruth Buzzy was 88 years old. She
hits you with a purse.
Hit you with a white purse.
The end.
Thank you, man. That's exactly. She was on Rowan and Martin's Laughing. She used her handbag as a lethal weapon.
I shouldn't have said that. I didn't really watch the stuff she did, but the way she was in pop culture was as someone, some old lady who'd hit you with a purse.
Right.
I'm sure she had other bits that just I missed.
What's funny is like she's 88 years old and she passed. And so 50 years ago when she was on Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In playing old lady, she was like in her 30s. We're like, that lady's so old and hitting you with her purse.
That's all I knew of her. That's right. All I can say.
Apparently she was on Sesame Street a lot. I do feel like I'm very familiar with Ruth Buzzy from my childhood, but yeah, I haven't seen her in
I don't know his name, but there was a guy on Benny Hill and his job was to just get smacked on the head.
A little old guy.
Yeah. I mean, and there's a guy, you know, maybe he did other stuff, but all I know about him is he'd get that.
They'd have the sound effect going. All right. I'm out of time. What you got?
Let's see here. I have a lot of stuff, actually. It's Cinco de Mayo.
All right.
And more after these.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Check out the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page for all the info on everything we talk about on today's show.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by La Garza Summer Camp. La Garza Summer Camp has got it all. 30 locations across the Bay Area, a variety of programs from sports to STEAM, flexible scheduling, epic fun for kids, and peace of mind for parents. Head to LaGarzaSports.org and use the code Alice for $50 off today. That's LaGarzaSports.org. Thanks, La Garza.
Yeah.
All right, sunny and warm today. Another really nice day. We could see over 75 here in San Francisco.
Oh, that's
and you
hot.
Know what that means.
It's
here in the city,
degrees.
That means people start going, oh my God, what's happening?
Why is it so hot?
This is a nightmare. That's right, 78 in downtown San Francisco and 80s elsewhere. Sunny and warm.
If it's 78... San Francisco.
It's going to be even more
it's
everywhere else,
be
I know.
Hot.
Mm-hmm.
Woo, woo, woo. Summertime.
Happy Cinco de Mayo, everyone.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. Happy Cinco de Mayo to you as well.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Say hi to Jill, everyone.
Hey, Jill. What's up?
Hey, Jill.
What's up, Jill?
The Warriors won last night.
Warriors.
I was watching. I'm in bed early. Like, I'd been at the beach all day with the kids and the missus, and I was pretty worked from just, you know, sun and all the stuff. And so I get into bed early, and we're winning. We're looking good. We're up. And I'm like, I'm turning this off.
That is too exciting.
I am not going to watch this. And it turned out well. The first thing I did was check the score and went, thank God we won. Woo. So Warriors win. The next game is going to be Minnesota's good. They are good. They got a guy named Anthony Edwards. He's good. And I'm not saying we're not. I'm just saying this is going to be a tough game. So our next play is at Minnesota, 6:30 Tuesday night.
Oh.
Go Warriors.
Go Warriors.
Go Warriors.
I don't know when to mention this, so I'm just going to mention it now so I don't forget. I am a Frank Somerville fan. I don't know how many of you remember him or know of him, but he's someone who was a news guy
fixture.
For many, many years. And he's someone who clearly, I don't know if he always had a drinking problem and it became something more or just happened to him later. I don't know his whole story at all, but he's someone who was having like... He was making the news for the wrong reasons for a while there, and he posted 2 days ago on Instagram, so this is what clean and sober looks like, and he looks great, and he mentions how he's in the gym, and he's taking good care of himself.
This is great news.
And it sounds like he's putting his life back together, and he even says his age somewhere in
67.
Here.
67.
Okay.
At least that's what I've got here.
Yeah, I don't see it on the post, but I thought it was there. Anyways, whatever the age is, I'm so happy for him to have put it together, and I'm rooting for you, Frank. So, and for those of you who are fans and didn't see this post, it's really nice to see him just...
Well, not everybody does get sober.
No, and it's not something that is that is also fleeting. Like popularity, you don't necessarily get to stay the way you want. Right. So I'm seeing him doing well. Courage. Makes me happy. Very happy. Yes. So way to go, Frank.
Nice, Frank. Good luck.
Yes.
Stick with it.
Well, I mean, that's one of the stories. Anyway, I don't need to relive it. I'm happy he's doing well. It's Cinco de Mayo. If you didn't take Espanol, it's the 5th of May. You know, I know you needed me to translate that for you, and I'm happy to help.
Yeah. I always thought it was like a big holiday, but it turns out it's like not that big in Mexico. It's like more of like an American, let's have margaritas kind of excuse for tequila.
In a new poll, 39% of Americans say it's Mexican Independence Day. 26% say it's a celebration of Mexican-American culture. 13% say it's just an excuse to get ripped. Mm. And then another 13 admit, I have no idea.
What is it exactly?
Well, this says none of those things are correct, but no, those people have no idea. They're correct. They don't know.
No, well, that's the right answer then.
Cinco de Mayo actually commemorates the Mexican victory over the French in the Battle of Puebla. Huh. Which took place on May 5th, 1862, 163 years ago.
And it just has a ring to it. So people were like, we should have drinks. Celebrate that.
Let's see. The battle itself was not a major strategic win, and the French took control of Mexico 2 years later.
Oh.
But it was a major morale boost for the Mexican resistance.
Oh, okay.
And it helped them gain an alliance with the Americans to eventually force the French to withdraw.
That's why we're included. That's nice. Thank you. Good to know.
70% of Americans plan to celebrate Cinco de Mayo. And most plan to do it by eating Mexican food and drinking margaritas.
Mm.
Or sipping a Mexican beer. Which are all acceptable ways to celebrate Cinco de Mayo. Mm.
Maybe we'll make tacos tonight, even though it's Monday.
Yeah, that won't go over at my house, but you know, your house is no longer ruled by children.
That is true, Vin. It's a good day.
My kids are like, we can't have tacos. It's not Taco Tuesday. Who told you this? How did that happen?
You can have tacos whenever you want to.
Tacos are delicious. We should eat them at least twice a week.
Oh. And you can really put anything in a taco. Traditional stuff, of course, always works, but I mean, you can put chocolate chips in that thing if you want to.
No, you cannot.
Yes, you can.
No.
Choco taco.
Yeah, choco taco. Exactly.
This has been coming.
Oh.
And it's finally here. Are you all ready?
Are you ready for it?
The TSA has been warning everyone that you need to get a real ID for years. This time, it's for real. Mm. I think even the pandemic like pushed it back because it was supposed to have happened
like in 2018 or something.
I don't remember the exact, but I've been reading these stories to you now for years, and they say it's happening this Wednesday. If you don't have a real ID by Wednesday,
you're
probably going to need to get to the airport 3 hours early because you'll be subject to delays and additional screening. And even then, you might not be cleared to fly. If you have a passport, you're good. Do you have a real ID? You're good.
I don't know if this is real. This can't be real. They've been trying to get this real ID in place since May 11th, 2008.
That's what I heard this morning as well. It's been that long.
I never even heard about it until like maybe 2019. I'm like, what? What do we need now? Get your real ID. Or just make sure you've got a valid passport. You can still use that to fly.
A real ID driver's license has a star in the top right corner, and it shows that you verified with your identity with additional documents that's
prove
the thing.
You're you.
Right. That is the thing. You're going to have to be, when you go to look it up on the DMV website or elsewhere, they will let you know you're going to need to bring more stuff to prove before they'll give you the real ID. Mm. So, starting Wednesday, a regular old driver's license will no longer be enough to board a flight. If you don't have a real ID, you'll need that passport. Global entry?
Yeah.
What is that?
I have that.
Gets you through customs. coming back into the U.S.
Or Nexus?
I don't know that one.
Yeah. Well, anyway, it's finally here, everyone, so...
Enjoy.
If you waited...
The fruits
and,
of your...
And according to my new friend at the TSA, you know, when I was in line last time, she was just... I mean, they were already, like, fearing Wednesday. They were like, it's going to be just horrible for everybody.
Because they're going to have to turn people away.
Right.
Yeah, and they're like, they already have to deal with enough people.
There are definitely people who are like, what are these people talking about? I don't know about... Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's like their first time flying?
Don't know, but she said it's going to be really bad that day. They're not... Nobody was looking forward to it.
Good luck, airport workers. I hope it goes really smoothly, and everyone's got their real ID.
No, it's going to suck.
Let's wish them well.
I know. I mean, I'm wishing you well, but it's going to just blow. Ugh. I mean, there's no winning this kind of stuff, right?
Yeah.
But I have ID. I'm sorry, sir. We've told you 1,000 times.
Your
you
library
keep saying
card
that.
Does not count.
It's not going to work.
It's not getting you on this flight.
We're trying to tell you for the millionth time. Mm. Yeah, I don't envy those people, but I don't envy the guy that, you know, is busy and hasn't seen or heard the news and doesn't know and shows up. But there's your legitimate excuse to miss your meeting this week.
Great.
I got to the airport and they wouldn't let me fly.
So you're an idiot too, Bob, huh? Oh, not you, Bob. Bob is just such a common name.
Get to the airport at least 3 hours early. No.
Yes.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, you got to do it. You got to get there really early so you can wait in line while every person has a fight with the person.
Yeah, cancel.
Who's turning them
just
around.
Just cancel. Just please. Yep. Cancel. God. Yikes. Anyway, let's move on because that is... It's
going to be
fun. It is what it is,
yay!
Right? This is going to just blow and... Okay, I don't know if this is delicious or disgusting. McDonald's in general is not a place I eat often, but McDonald's secret menu.
Oh, they have a secret menu?
Well, I mean, maybe everyone felt like they needed to get one when they heard.
Well, if In-N-Out's got one, we need one.
Right. There's a secret menu item at McDonald's. They say, before you get too excited, it isn't for everyone. It's cotton candy Sprite. I don't want...
Tell
you want
me
that?
More.
Yes.
You do?
I love cotton candy and I love Sprite, so I would not like both of them together.
What's weird about the Sprite order for me is that the Sprite order is that sort of plain... It's still sugary, but it's less than a Coke to me. Not just in color, but it just feels...
Lighter taste.
Plainer. Yeah, I think. So to cotton candy it, you've just destroyed the reason why I would order a Sprite. Again, you don't have to get that. It's on the secret menu, but...
Can I ask, though? I mean, cotton candy, all you have to do is get it a little bit wet and it starts to melt on itself.
It's not that. They say the order is a Sprite and they add 3 pumps of French vanilla syrup.
Oh. And it tastes like cotton candy?
I guess so. I don't know. I mean, would that work for you?
I think so.
Scratch the itch.
I will...
Please report back. Yes. You go to McDonald's a lot?
No, but
yeah, I haven't been.
I like to get an egg McMuffin on the weekend. Sometimes I'll get an egg McMuffin.
Oh,
so next time
I'll like an egg McMuffin.
They're the best.
Yeah.
There are times when I pass one and I think I should go get some fries, and then I keep driving.
That's for the best.
It's probably smart.
Mm. But fries, I mean, that's what you want from there. I'm not getting the cotton candy Sprite, but
they do have some good ones.
They make a good fry.
Yeah, they do.
Anyway, so there you go. If you want to be in on the secret, McDonald's has a secret menu, and they've got cotton candy Sprite.
They have anything. What else do they have?
I'm going to guess that half the staff there will go, what?
Hold on. McDonald's secret menu items. A hotcake yogurt parfait.
What?
I guess they shred up a hotcake and put it in a parfait. The land, air, and sea, which is a Big Mac, McChicken, and Filet-O-Fish combined.
Oh.
Oh, really?
You don't. You know you don't.
There's a part of me that really wants to eat that.
I will buy you one if you'll eat it.
I will.
I want you to video the thing, though, and I'll pay for it. But yes.
What is it? What do they call it?
Land, air, and sea.
Okay.
What?
I'm going to say that one's BS.
Why?
It says, order a Big Mac, a McChicken, and a Filet-O-Fish, and combine them yourself.
Oh.
I don't know. Not doing it.
That's not a secret menu, then. That's
the poor man's Big Mac. Order a McDouble with mustard or ketchup, and ask to add shredded lettuce and Big Mac sauce. Mr. Gangbang.
Oh, let's hear it.
Mick Gangbang. Of course, not Mr. Just, glanced over it.
I feel like that's better.
The Mick Gangbang. Order a McDouble and a McChicken and split the McDouble in half. Place the McChicken sandwich on the bottom patty of the McDouble and top with the McDouble's top patty. Who cares? Oh, my God.
That's a no.
That's a lot of, this whole secret menu is work. Like, you have to do all the work. I want them to make that for me.
There's the Monster Mac. It's like a double-double. Order a Big Mac, ask for extra patties. I guess it would be more like a 4x4. Because doesn't it already have two patties
in
the Big
Mac? Yeah,
I've
done that, though. I've done the extra patties on those.
You have?
Yeah.
And?
Good. I like a Big Mac.
All right.
Shoot me.
No, I don't want to. I'm happy for you. I'm not married to you. I don't have to eat with you.
Neither does his wife, so that's really not.
Too soon. Is that what they say? Too soon. Too I like soon. To give her a drum hit is what I really think. I mean, that was right on.
All right. Slide into that guy's DMs. He is thirsty, my friends.
That was good.
He is so thirsty.
Y'all.
How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts. You know that, Ben. You don't have to ask me twice.
Roughly 4.5 trillion trillion cigarette butts are littered every year.
Oh.
Making them the most littered item on the planet.
Mm. And those little filters just like never go away. They're like, I think fiberglass. What are those things made out of?
They are, they say right here, the most cigarette butts contain filters which are made of non-biodegradable plastic and contain toxic chemicals that leach into the soil and water. The thing is, forever, and I remember this growing up, forever, the cigarette butt was last rip, flick. Like, I remember seeing grown-ups do that, and then as I began to smoke, that is it. It's you.
Bing. And a flick, yeah.
And it's just, it is.
Flick it into the street.
It is considered acceptable behavior, and it shouldn't be.
Yeah.
That's all there is to it.
It isn't cool, and it doesn't care for our planet.
And then there's that, well, then if you don't want me to throw it on the ground, put some ashtrays out. Well, no.
No, you got to field dress it.
Field dress it?
Go on.
Yeah, that's what we call it.
Tell the people.
Field dress it. Rub it on the ground, get the ember out, get all the tobacco out, take the filter, put it in your little pocket, in your jeans, until you get to a trash can.
No one wants to do that, though, and you know it. I know it.
These things are so stinky.
They are the stinkiest thing in the world.
But that is the way. Good for you. Field dress it. Get everything biodegradable off of it, you're saying, and then just keep hang on to the filter.
Yep. When's the last time you had a regular cigarette?
About a year ago.
Oh, no, was it good?
Wait. When I started here,
I mean,
I think
terrible.
When I started here, I smoked. I was still smoking, so it's not even been a year.
No. When did you start here? September? October?
September.
Late. You quit regular smoking right as you started here?
Uh huh.
Why? Like you just said, you know what? Life's not hard enough. I should come up with another thing to add to my pile.
I don't have to sit and wait.
Moving.
You're vaping though.
I'm vaping. Yeah.
Do you hit that thing a lot?
Not, it's become less and less and less and less, I've noticed. Yeah. Like, I have one, they'll last me a month now.
Oh.
So.
Oh.
That sounds pretty good.
What sounds pretty good?
I don't know. Whatever he's talking about, because nicotine. Yes.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's some of the stuff that you guys had to say.
Okay.
All these secret menu items in McDonald's won't make a double Filet-O-Fish. You can't just say, give me another Filet-O-Fish patty and flop that on there.
Oh.
I don't know why you'd want that. That's way too fishy.
Well, give me so much fish. I just want to eat square pieces of fish. It's good fish, right? I can't remember. I actually like the fish filet.
Like cod.
I think it actually has flake to it. I don't think it's like just a, it's not like they're chicken McNuggets, which are just sort of like a
Delicious.
All the scraped up chicken bits and
We've all seen that post.
So good.
Never mind.
Yep.
I didn't realize the real ID thing was finally happening until a couple weeks ago. Luckily, I got a new passport faster than a real ID. Yeah, that is one route you can go.
Yeah.
One of the kids in our friend group, Violet, she's the good one of all the kids. She's mm-hmm. the best one. She's going to college this coming fall, and she's been accepted to Point Loma, and she's headed that way. And I was sitting there going, oh, she's going to go to Mexico, and she's going to party and do all this stuff. And she's,
where's Point Loma?
Point Loma's San Diego, sort of Ocean Beach south.
Oh, so kind of in a happening spot?
It's a great spot.
Oh, God.
Oh, it's such
good
a good
for
spot.
Violet.
It's right there on the coast. And then you're, I don't know, 30 minutes from the border. You're Mexico bound at least twice a week. Or not. I mean, she doesn't have to, but.
Does she seem like that kind of kid?
She
seems so good.
She's really a good kid and a good person, but she's going to go have some experiences, as she should.
Yeah.
I don't think she'll be like the kid that.
She won't be like you.
No, she's not going to go and be all, you know, forget it. Work tomorrow. No, we're staying till 5 a.m.
This will definitely work out. What could possibly go wrong? Woo!
One of my favorite stories, just because it didn't end up becoming a nightmare, was me and my friend ended up in these two girls' car, and they're driving us out of the parking lot there on the American side of the border. It's 3 a.m. We are all ripped. And one of my friends sees me in the car and stops the car, jumps out in front of it and goes, what are you doing? And we're going home with these girls. And he goes, where do you guys live? And they lived in L.A.
Mm. Oh, what fun.
And
so you are going to L.A.
We were headed. And he's like, get out of that car. And we're like, okay. We get out and we're walking back with him. And he's like, dude, you got to be at work in like 4 hours. What did you think was going to happen? Oh. And I'm like, I don't know.
I didn't
but
care because I was
God,
in a girl's car. And
stopped us.
Wow.
Just what?
You've got to be at work in 4 hours.
I'm impressed that you're like, going to make it to work in
right.
4 hours.
Did you?
No, I did make it, yes, but only because he
did
got
go
me out of that
there?
Car. Like, I there was no brain happening at all.
Right.
You know what that what I mean,
I
right?
You know
like, that
frame.
Was. Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
Making great decisions.
Like if he didn't see us.
Yeah.
You know how
you'd probably still be somewhere lost in LA.
Maybe. But you know that how things start to wear off and then you start to go like, what am I doing?
Yeah. That would have happened on the 2 hour ride up to LA.
That's what
probably,
I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like
what's happening? Can you guys, I got to be at work now in 2 hours.
Oh.
Can someone take me home, please? No, we can't.
One last text before we tease.
Okay. Ooh.
I saw the Frank Somerville post yesterday, too. He looks great, and it made me smile. Yes. Go, Frank.
Go, Frank. Frank Somerville, local legend, newsman, getting it together. It's been nice that you've been sort of keeping us abreast of that over the course of
I'm a fan. Yeah. I like him very much.
All right, coming up, Keanu, Sandra, and a social media strategy called Post and Ghost.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.